You know, I grew up afraid of tongues. Those, quote, sanctified folk who danced in the church. Woo! Jacob, can you dance without music? Come on. Woo! Anybody else want to join him? Hallelujah. 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 Kashoda de de basa. Oblete. We were afraid of people who did what he's about to do. Go ahead. Woo! Blasika tong. Holy taste. Ho ho ho. Hey, balata. Woo! Blaseke. Hey, lata. Woo! Blaseke talade hasa. Woo! Blaseke talade. Hallelujah. Just dance your heart's content. Hallelujah. We were afraid of that. And we want more and more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to move up higher than where we were. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo, let's say a couple today. Some of you ought to get up on your feet. Balatasha koho. Hey, let my son. Hey, 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 hey. We want more, more, more. Hey, blatate. We want to give more praise. Hallelujah. We want more people born again. Hallelujah. We want more people filled with the Holy Ghost. More people healed. More people set free from drugs and alcohol and illicit lifestyle and pornography and you name it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jacob. Woo, praise be to Jesus. Praise be to Jesus. Praise be to Jesus. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shayrakula da de yata kaso. Dede de bakasa. This is our nephew, hallelujah, kasa talabosta. Ha ha ha. Fire. Fire, fire, whoa! Shake out la ta ta. This one is called and anointed, appointed to do the works of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And so as we get hold of the word of God, as we get hold of the word of God, as we get hold of the word of God, we desire more and more. We grow more and more. Hallelujah. When we were paying off our mortgage, and when I really got serious about getting beyond that monthly payment, I got serious, y'all. I use coupons sometimes. I don't use them a lot because they tell you what you can and can't buy if you don't ever thought about it. But You go in my laundry room, I probably got a dozen or more laundry detergent. Somebody said, what kind do you use? I said, whatever kind of coupons in the paper. But I've got a lot. Glory to God. Ooh, I about lost my thoughts. Ooh, Jesus. Oh, paying off the mortgage. But if I had a $3 coupon on some laundry detergent or $2 coupon on that, and I say that, I wouldn't put it on the mortgage. If I decided today I'm just not going to buy that Coke, because I don't eat candy and stuff anymore. I'm not buying that Coke. I'm going to cook and not go to the store, and that hamburger was going to cost me $5, I'd put it on the mortgage. You've got to get serious about God's call on your life. And so, Lord, I'm going to put this time in the Word. I'm going to shut down Facebook. I listen to the Word or somebody teaching and preaching on my phone most of the time, almost all day. But this evening I was praying, and you know how the Lord does me. He wasn't talking to you. He said, 4 o'clock, I'm going to tell you what to do. So you've got to put down that stuff. And I put it down and I thought, well, while I'm getting dressed, I can know. If anybody talks to me, it's going to be the Lord. So sometimes you got to shut off everything. Shut off that stuff. How many of you remember years ago when we used to meet and we were having that scholarship thing. Reverend Kennard then would come over, and some other churches came over, and we came together for this fellowship maybe once a month or something like that. But I remember it well, and you said you were guilty, Gail. And I just rose up and said, radios and tape players and, I don't know, I'm just going to call out CDs and phones. And I just saw this coming out of people, just coming out of people. In other words, they were giving all their time to this. And some people think because they listen to, quote, Christian TV, that's going to be all I need for that day. You got to spend some time with God yourself. You say, well, I don't read well. I don't write well. God knows what you can do. You can talk. You've been cussing all your life. You can talk. So you just tell God what you want, and then God will talk back to you in your spirit. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. He read the scripture, for God so loved the world, and that was the other one, three that he gave me, and I have a couple more, that he gave his only begotten son. Aren't you glad? Woo, aren't you glad? Now listen, we have to get ready for persecution and tribulation. We think persecution is, I talked about Kelly, and that's persecution. That's not persecution. People are losing their businesses because they won't marry, cook cakes and stuff for homosexual, or do weddings for them and that kind of thing. Get ready for persecution. All that's going on in the world, if all of that word was reversed and we were talking about Jesus. The Lord's challenged me today, and I'm going to challenge you. You know, we pray and we stand against COVID-19 since we're going there. We stand against it and every other disease. Let's don't forget the other diseases. My heart goes out, though. 200,000 people dead. My heart goes out for those who lose their loved ones. But it's not God.